This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. For more than a year, Harris County has been caught in a legal drama over how it jails inmates who are poor. The county was sued over its bail system, plaintiffs arguing people charged with misdemeanor crimes were being wrongly held in the county jail for days just because of their economic position. They couldn't afford to pay bail. In the recent days, a federal judge has upheld a ruling that the county's bail system is unconstitutional, meaning that scores of low-level offenders had to be released, and they are being released as we speak, though Harris County has filed an emergency appeal with the U.S. Supreme Court asking for the ruling to be overturned. It's a story with enormous implications nationwide. Gabrielle Banks has been following it for the Houston Chronicle. Gabrielle, thanks for speaking with us on The Standard.
Thanks, David.
If you could, what's the background on this case? How did this come to be in the first place?
Well, Miranda O'Donnell was a 22-year-old mother who was dropping off her child. She was stopped. She had a suspended license. And she was arrested and held on $2,500 bail, which she couldn't afford. So she spent a long time in the jail, and that initiated this case. There were two civil rights groups that were looking for clients like her to begin a case in Harris County. Mm-hmm. They were looking for a big county to do this in, and they found one. There's a pro bono big law firm here in Houston, Sussman Godfrey, that's backing the case. So there's a lot of lawyers putting their heads together. And there are three plaintiffs mm-hmm. who have brought this case.
And so what we're talking about here is there was this issue, the outstanding issue of how do indigent defendants charged with low-level offenses, is it right? Is it justice served for them to be held in a county lockup while those who can afford to pay bail are being released? And this became a kind of test case, right?
Exactly. The concept is that pre-trial, you're not guilty. You're innocent until proven guilty. And there are people who have the money or they borrow the money and they walk out the door and they go on with their lives. They retain their jobs. They continue to make payments on their cars, mm-hmm. on their child support. Then there are people who don't have the money or the resources and they become it really does affect the rest of their lives to spend 2, 3, 4 days a month in the jail because they can't get out.
And so there was a decision was it a district judge that found this unconstitutional?
That's correct. The chief U.S. District Judge Lee Rosenthal for the Southern District of Texas, mm-hmm. She issued this extreme sweeping opinion, 193 pages, in which she says that a wealth-based bail system is unconstitutional. It's not fair that rich people can spend their pretrial time out of jail and that, you know, indigent people have to wait in jail.
The Fifth Circuit agreed with her, which brought about the Supreme Court appeal, I suppose. And now it's my understanding we have at least some kind of decision from the court, although not on as a result of oral arguments.
Correct. It's not on the merits. It's basically the question that the Fifth Circuit and the Supreme Court have ruled on is the question of, is it going to be extremely dangerous and is it necessary to immediately stop Judge Rosenthal's order from going forward? Mm-hmm. And both the Fifth Circuit and Justice Clarence Thomas did not find that there'd be irreparable harm in allowing the order to go forward.
So,
there's still an appeal, and that appeal goes forward. So Thomas did not rule on whether the case had any merit, whether there are problems with the actual ruling. Uh-huh. He only ruled on the issue of whether it was dangerous for Harris County to let Lee Rosenthal's order go forward.
So the question really there is a matter of time. And the high court basically through Clarence Thomas saying, no, you can come back, you can file a more formal appeal. And perhaps if they grant a cert, then they will hear oral arguments at some point in the future.
That's correct. And Harris County can also appeal Justice Thomas's denial. Mm. This was sort of like the equivalent of a death penalty stay. They asked for a stay of the order and he just batted it down. They can go right back to another justice with this, or they can go to the whole panel of justices and try again. It's unlikely that they will, but they could.
But how many people in the meantime, of course, Harris County has to institute these new procedures. And how many people so far have been released since what? Tuesday, I guess it is.
Since Tuesday, it's been around 100 people sort of trickling out of the jail. It's not like a rush of people coming out, but they're starting to come out through the normal procedure that other people bail or bond out.
And this isn't the end of the story, of course. And Gabrielle Banks will be covering it as a reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Gabrielle, thanks again and keep us posted.
Okay, thanks very much.
And you're listening to the Texas Standard.